This is Dr. Zuber dictating follow-up consultation on Christopher Bruce, B-R-U-C-E, date of birth, January 1, 1960. New paragraph. Dear Dr. Barton, thank you for this referral. This 63-year-old patient came today for follow-up. He was diagnosed with multiple myeloma in September of 2022. At that time, his IgG level was 7,800 and multiple lytic bone lesions, extreme weakness and weight loss. Since then, patient has been started on chemotherapy with Velcade, Revlimid and dexamethasone. He has done very well. Initially, he did need hospitalization for COVID and subsequently related lung issues. He was also in rehab. Since then, however, he has significantly improved. His requirement for oxygen has almost gone. Rarely he has to use oxygen 1 liter, especially when he is active. The patient has responded well. His IgG level now has come down to 589, which is slightly below normal. His beta 2 microglobulin is 1.8, which is also significantly better than when he was initially diagnosed. I think at that time it was in excess of 3.5. New paragraph. He, however, continues to stay anemic, most likely from Revlimid, which I have discontinued now. So he is on Velcade and doing well. Physical exam, he is 63, 5 feet 5 inch, weighing 170, blood pressure 162/68, oxygen saturation 99%. Eyes ENT unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck, chest symmetrical, lungs are clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, pulse is active, extremities no edema. New paragraph. Diagnosis. Diagnosis 1, multiple myeloma. Diagnosis 2, anemia related to multiple myeloma. Diagnosis 3, COPD. Diagnosis 4, diabetes. Diagnosis 5, shortness of breath from COPD as well as anemia. Recommendations, we'll go ahead and continue Velcade, single agent as a maintenance. We'll get a bone marrow aspiration biopsy in next 2 weeks to evaluate any disease in the bone marrow. If not, then he will continue Revlimid maintenance. Thank you. This is a follow-up consultation on Bruce Christopher. Copy of this may be sent to Dr. Barton. Thank you.